WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden's expected to speak today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Their first interaction since an Israeli strike killed 7 aid workers in Gaza. Those workers were with World Central Kitchen, the charity founded by Chef Jose Andres. He told Reuters,
"At the time, this looks like it's not a war against terrorism anymore. Seems this is a war against humanity itself."
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's landed in China to begin a week of bilateral meetings. She told reporters en route the U.S. and China want an economic relationship, but it must be on a level playing field. There are more than 400,000 power outages from West Virginia to Maine, more than a foot of snow possible in New England after heavy rains and damaging storms have moved through the region. And the FBI and LAPD are investigating after someone stole tens of millions of dollars from a secure building on Easter Sunday and got away. There are no suspects. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A worker that was burned in a 2022 explosion during renovation work on the University of Wisconsin's Camp Randall Stadium has settled his lawsuit against the project's general contractor for $22 million. The settlement in Jeremy Rose's lawsuit against J.P. Cullen and Sons was reached 10 days before the civil trial was scheduled to begin last month in Dane County. Rose was working for a subcontractor of J.P. Cullen and Sons in 2022 when a Cullen foreman used a flame torch to dry an area of the floor of an enclosed mechanical room beneath the football stadium as Rose and another worker were applying a flammable material to the floor. The torch sparked an explosion and Rose was burned over 70% of his body when he tried to run from the room but stumbled, spilling primer on himself. He has since undergone surgeries and required extensive medical care. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
A few lingering flurries or sprinkles early today, otherwise mostly cloudy. Decreasing wind with a high of 42 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 10 to 20. Tonight down to 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45 by Saturday. Plenty of sunshine with a high back up to 48. If you love good barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Sweet, savory, and wicked good. Get it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. Outside now, it's 33. 99.7.
Security just Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. The good news, we made it to Friday Eve. Yeah, we're just a couple of days away from another weekend. I'm Maddie Jones. The other good news, we're going to lose the winter weather. Lingering flurries or sprinkles early on today, otherwise mostly cloudy, winds decreasing, a high right around 42. Prince now on Max FM.
I never meant to call you when you borrow. Never meant to call you in pain. I'm the one who wants to have you laughing. I only want to see you laughing in the purple rain.
'90s and more.
'99.7 Max FM.
My Spanish holiday. Forget about it.
Santana with Rob Thomas. There is smooth maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Conan O'Brien is returning to TV, this time as a guest on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. That's scheduled for Tuesday night. It's going to actually be his first time back since his short-lived stint as host ended 14 years ago. If you remember, he replaced Jay Leno in June of 2009 and then was replaced by Jay in January of 2010. Conan is going to be promoting his upcoming travel series called Conan O'Brien Must Go, where he visits new friends in Norway, Thailand, Argentina, and Ireland. The first episode will actually premiere April 18th on Max. Conan O'Brien on a TV screen, I'm always down for that. Taking a look at your forecast right now. Some lingering flurries or sprinkles early on today, otherwise mostly cloudy with decreasing winds, a high right around 42, down to 25 tonight, then partly cloudy, 45 tomorrow. As we look ahead to Saturday, should be very nice. Lots of sunshine with a high near 48. Right now, it's 33.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the 4th annual Baraboo Mystery Weekend in downtown Baraboo. Once again, downtown will be turned into the scene of a mystery for amateur detectives to solve. It's a fun and unique mix of mystery theater, live action clue game, and scavenger hunt. Suspects and witnesses will be out and about just waiting to share their stories and answer questions. The grand finale of the weekend will come on Sunday at 3 p.m. at the historic Al Ringling Theater when the local police chief will unravel the mystery and arrest the culprit. Prizes for participants will be awarded by drawing, including the grand prize selected from those who were able to correctly identify the murderer. Again, this will be happening both Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. each day, and then that final reveal at 3 p.m. Again, BaraboomysteryWeekend.com for all the details. It's also time for Chili Madness at St. John's School Gymnasium in Portage. It's an opportunity to show off your favorite chili and watch the final four games. This will be from 6:30 until 8:30 at the St. John's School Gymnasium. It's a free will donation, but they suggest $5 per person. Again, Chili Madness takes place on Saturday, April 6th, 6:30 until 8:30. Email youth@stjohnsportage.com for more details. And it's time once again for Maple Fest at the McKenzie Center in Poinette. This unique annual sweet event will offer all things maple syrup, including various drop-in activities, guided tours of their sugar bush, also demonstrations of how to tap a tree, and interpretive talks about the historical methods and cultural importance of maple sugaring in Wisconsin. Gift shop, concessions, and local Wisconsin maple syrup will be available, plus a quilt raffle at noon. This is a free event and open to the public. You do need a park sticker to attend. This is all happening at the McKenzie Center. It's Maple Fest for 2024 on Saturday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, Let us help you reach new heights.
Weddings can be murder. Join in the fun of solving a crime as you interview possible suspects and collect clues during the Baraboo Mystery Weekend, April 6 and 7 in downtown Baraboo. Tickets are just $10 online at BaraboomysteryWeekend.com or in person at A Sense of Adventure. Solve the mystery and you could win prizes and raise money for the Baraboo Music Support Group. Join us in solving a murder, April 6 and 7 during the Baraboo Mystery Weekend.
99.7 Max
FM. You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
Seven Max FM. Don't forget birthdays and anniversaries coming up before 8 o'clock this morning. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, text us 355-9970. The Stray Cats now with Rock This Town.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Golden Earring, that's Twilight Zone. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We hope your morning's going well so far. Thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate it. Friday Eve, which means we're just a couple of days away from another weekend. We can hold on. I know it's been a really long week with all the weather and stuff. Now, speaking of weather, if you're trying to think spring and you need something to remind you that it is actually here or it's coming after this week's weather, don't forget that People Helping People holding one of those Brat Fry fundraisers this Saturday and Sunday. That is April 6th and 7th from 10 to 2 both days over at their headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. Now, if you're running around trying to solve mysteries during the Baraboo Mystery Weekend, this is a great way to get a little sustenance, or even if you're just running some errands on your own, also a great way to get sustenance. They're going to be serving up grilled brats, grilled Italian sausages, all beef franks, chips, soda, or water. And remember, while you're filling up on some delicious food, because let's face it, PHP brats are absolutely the best, You're helping out a good cause all at the same time, because all of the proceeds benefit PHP's career development program that prepares low-income and disadvantaged individuals for apprenticeships in the skilled trades. Now, if you want more information about this Brat Fry, or if you just want more information about some of the amazing programs that they offer over at People Helping People, phpofwisconsin.org. A detailed look at your forecast coming up next. Looks like we could see some flurries, maybe some light rain stick around this morning, and then we're going to decrease the winds and just see some cloudy skies for the rest of today. Sean Cable's going to tell you more, especially about some of the nice weather heading our way starting tomorrow. We'll also have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Whether it's a quick lunch or easy dinner plans, the deli at Pierce's Express Market makes it a breeze. This is Craig. Get hot and ready chicken filet sandwiches at just $3.49 each. Mrs. Jerry's bow tie pasta salad is $4.99 per pound. Also, a pound of Kretschmar turkey off the bone or hickory smoked turkey is just $7.99 a pound. Plus, sliced Munster cheese is $6.99 a pound this week. Pierce's Express Market, serving the area since 1924.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I was in nursing school. I got to witness a birth with a mom that was so strong, and then a midwife right there supporting her through her whole labor and birth. And that right there was such a big key moment in why I wanted to be a midwife and help women through this beautiful transition of life.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at ramchealth.com.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la, it's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
The Brewers split their two-game series with Minnesota, falling to the Twins 7-3 yesterday at AmFam Field. I'm Phil Scott with sports. Twins scored five times in the seventh inning to come from behind and win. Jackson Churio and Rhys Hoskins both homered, but it wasn't enough to prevent the Brewers from losing for the first time this season. They have the day off today. Reliever Trevor McGill placed on the seven-day concussion list on Wednesday after he fainted from a possible case of food poisoning. When falling, McGill hit his head on the ground, suffering the concussion. Elsewhere in the Central, Cubs beat the Rockies 9-8, San Diego 3, St. Louis 2, Reds over the Phillies 4-1, Washington down the Pirates 5-3. Bucks fell to the Grizzlies 111-101 at Fiserv last night. Brooke Lopez had 25 points and 10 rebounds. Giannis had 21. The Bucks will host the Raptors on Friday night, and Caitlin Clark has been named the best player in women's college basketball for the second year in a row. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
A few lingering flurries or sprinkles early today, otherwise mostly cloudy. Decreasing wind with a high of 42 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 10 to 20. Tonight down to 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45 by Saturday. Plenty of sunshine with a high back up to 48. If you love good barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Sweet, savory, and wicked good. Get it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. Outside now, it's 33.
99.7.
Baby, I'm
kept it going till the sun fell down. You kept it going.
FM, it's a scandal now with Patti Smyth.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
I Hate Myself for Loving You. There's Joan Jett, the Blackhearts. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Checking out your forecast right now. A lingering sprinkle or flurry possible this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today. Decreasing winds as we head into the afternoon. 42 for a high, down to 25 tonight. Then partly cloudy, 45 tomorrow. As we look ahead to Saturday, should be absolutely gorgeous. Lots of sun and 48. Coming up this morning on Max FM, Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce joins us to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo. Plus, we're going to talk about the newest trend. It's called speech fasting, or basically not talking until noon. Now, that would make my job really hard, or a lot of you really happy if that was a thing, that I couldn't talk until noon. Anyway, Finn and I are going to discuss it a little later on. And then we're also going to talk about the newest ramen noodle flavor. Yeah, it's going to be on our store shelves very, very soon. So we'll get into that as well. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, you can text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. ABC News and local news coming up around 7 o'clock. Sports later this morning with Mike Ganger, plus all the music you need to start your Friday Eve. It's all here on 99.7 Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't let a few orange barrels and detour signs fool you. Baraboo is open for business. This is George Altoff from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce.
And I'm Seth Taff from Downtown Baraboo Incorporated.
We want you to know that the reconstruction of Highway 33 through Baraboo should not deter you from visiting.
That's right. Baraboo is open for business.
Just follow the detour signs.
They'll point you in the right direction.
Baraboo has so much to offer. Circus World, wineries, breweries, a world-class distillery, and a downtown that's right out of a Norman Rockwell painting. And there's always something fun going on.
Like our annual Fair on the Square, Saturday, May 11th. It'll bring 200 artists and crafters to downtown for a one-day bonanza.
And on Saturday, June 8th, we'll host our annual Big Top Parade, featuring beautiful circus wagons, marching bands, and enough clowns to fill up a school bus.
So, ignore those orange barrels and head to Baraboo for the day, or come for the weekend.
For more information, visit baraboo.com or downtownbaraboo.com.
We tend not to think about right now. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.